is all he's ever going to have. That's it. That's because he got it in the fetus mode. And that's why it affected the world. Because he got it in infancy and he was able to have influence. I'm talking about Satan. And the system that runs the world system is satanic. Because the earth was designed to be a place of testing for us. Oh, you got to get this revelation. I taught it to you before. That's why there were two trees in the garden. In the garden, there was the tree of knowledge of good and evil and the tree of life. Because anytime you move into a position of leadership or authority, you must be tested.
Amen.
Yes.
You can never move there without being tested. Before you graduate, they will test you.
Yes, they will.
When they give you 6 months of teaching you curriculum, the next week they say we have a surprise quiz, and after that, the test.
Amen. Mm-hmm.
The quiz is spending time with God.
Amen.
The test is when the manifestation of challenges show up. And he's telling you here in Psalms 133, this is a portion. I got you. Forget what they say about you. What did I say about you?
Amen.
Come on, that's what he said. The first thing he said is the world is deceiving you. That's not who you are. You're my portion.
Yes.
You belong to me.
Yes.
Come on, that's what he's saying. You see it. You belong to me.
Yes.
The earth is only a portion of what I'm going to give you. Oh, boy. That's why he tells you. Now, this is going to be big. That's why when people fight change, they fight moving forward into their portion. You fight moving forward into all the benefits. If you're the same person you were when you got born again and you've been saved more than a year, it's not God's fault. It's yours.
Amen.
Because you're fighting the change.
Yes.
This is why I say, and I know this is hard to hear for people because they don't like to hear stuff like this, but it's okay. We are Kingdom Ministry International, and we love you. But the truth of the matter is this. Most of us are so stiff-necked and so fearful of change because we feel like other people have an advantage over us. But you have to understand, the change is not for you to go forward in the sense of what you think. It's for you to go back to your original state so that you can be more useful to the master.
Amen.
And until you understand that, you're going to fight change and you're going to justify it by saying, that's just who I
am.
And that's a lie. That's what he just told you in Psalms. The world is lying to you. They're making it up. That's not who you are. You are not quick-tempered. You are not angry. You are not a sexual deviant. Come on, you are not a fornicator. You are not a liar. That's what you've done. And those are the positions that you've taken. And so you substantiate and build your life off of that. And the word calls it sand.
Right. Yes. Amen. Amen.
That foundation is going to fall.
Amen.
That's why it says on the day of judgment, he's going to take all your works.
Yes.
And he's going to bring before you and he's going to burn them up. And he said, and the ones that come out like gold, here's your reward. Wood, stubble, and hay, there's your reward.
Amen. Amen.
Wood, stubble, and hay is the works of the flesh.
Yes.
So it's in all the stuff that you're doing that you're trying to justify. I'm not submitting to no husband. I'm not loving no wife. I'm not staying out of no bed. I'm not going to stop doing what I got to do to make my money. He said, do all that. But when you stand before me and I put it in the fire, please don't blame me for how it comes out.
Amen.
Now watch. This is the hard part. He's not talking just on judgment. He's talking daily.
Amen.
Because the writer declared that judgment has already begun in the house of the Lord.
Amen.
So in the household of faith, when you got constant arguing between husband and wife, every day, now watch this, this is heavy, I'm hearing this. Whatever you did on Monday to build up, when you start bringing back old memories and arguing on Tuesday, Monday is burnt up.
Amen.
There's no fruit because you've dug up the seed.
Right.
It's the same thing. I'm going to stop fornicating and I'm going to stop lying. I'm going to stop doing illicit sexual things and getting on the internet. That's on Sunday. As soon as you jump back on there Monday, all the seeds you planted for Sunday is dug up.
Right.
Wow. Right.
The seed remains because it's incorruptible.
Right. Yep.
But the heart has changed, so the ground is not good.
Right.
Wow. That's right.
Come on, you got to see that.
Yeah.
And as long as the heart isn't good, there's no harvest.
There's no harvest.
See, we don't like to admit it. If you're the same person that you were 10 years ago and you've been born again, 12 years ago, 15 years ago, it is you, it is not God.
Yes.
You must accept that today. But you've been chosen and God is still looking for a harvest out of your life.
Amen.
He will not accept less than a harvest. He is called the King, the Master of the harvest.
Right. Right. Right.
He gives everything in seed format and he expects a harvest.
Yes, he does.
I'll say it slow. He gives everything in seed format. Here's your proof. Your mama, your daddy got together.
Yep.
Your daddy released a seed.
Yeah.
Your mama gave him a harvest.
Right.
That's the same way the Father thing. Where do you think it comes from? God sent his Son into the world, the Word, as a seed. The Bible says that he's the firstborn of many brethren from the dead.
Yep.
We're the harvest.
Amen. Amen.
Come on. No harvest? It's because you have no understanding that you were chosen. And as long as you don't know you were chosen and why you're here and what's going on, you are of no effect to anybody else, even yourself. That's why people quit and give up and cave in. The writer said that the heart of many shall become wax cold. If it can become wax cold, that means it was first fervent. It was hot.
Yes.
Well, what keeps it from being fervent? No time with God, not understanding who you are, and not realizing that you're chosen. You're going to see that. Go to Mark 8:36. Are you getting something?
Yes.
So it's important that you understand what's going on so we can get this, so people can't fool you anymore. That's why a little while ago we were talking and we prayed for people to have problems with money. Why? Because money is the only thing that's ever been compared to God in the entire Bible.
Yeah.
Idols are not compared to God. Jesus never compared idols to God.
Amen.
He said, man shall not cannot serve God and money. That's what he said. So people will do anything for money. I don't care what it is. I don't care what it is. They'll do it.
Yes.
They'll do it for money. Doesn't matter what it is. Because that's their God. So watch this. Mark chapter 8, verse 36. Are you there?
Yes.
Mark chapter 8, verse 36. Everybody, ready? Read.
For what shall it profit a man if he gains the whole world and loses his own soul?
So, he's asking in verse 37, he said, oh, what will a man give in exchange for his soul? Wow. So he said, what shall it, what a man?
Profit.
Now, that word profit in the Hebrew means what advantage? That's what it means. It means what advantage? What advantage is there for a man? What advantage is there for a man? To do what?
Gain
the whole world,
lose
his own soul. Now read verse 37. Ready? Read.
What shall a man give in exchange for his soul?
Now what shall a man do what?
Give
in what?
Exchange for his soul.
So he's not talking about, now listen, this is heavy. He's not talking about what they told you he's talking about. He's literally talking about your eternal soul.
Right.
But when that word exchange he uses, in that word exchange, it's a, bring it down to modern vernacular, it is the word where we get the word barter system from. Okay. Barter. All right? What is a barter? Watch this. It means to exchange goods or services without the use of money. You're going to see this. I'm going to explain this to you. This is heavy. To exchange goods or services without the use of money. To exchange goods or services without the use of money. That's why the writer said the love of money is the root of all evil. If that's your God, you're being deceived because money isn't even real. There's no life in it. Now watch, verse 36. For what will it profit a man? What advantage is that of a man if he gains the whole world and loses his own soul? Or what will a man barter in it for his soul? What will a man barter for his soul? So he's asking a simple question. If you get the whole world, all that you want, everything, all the desires, everything that you want in the world, he said, now watch, this is heavy. Even though you are a trillionaire and you are literally giving money away, that's what you see. He doesn't see it that way. He sees it as a bartering system.
Right.
I'm going to show you.
Right.
A man wants to be with a lady. We call it illegal. It's prostitution. He pays her money. In our mindset, we're thinking, well, you know, it's wrong, but she got paid. Some people, when she got paid, that's what she do. That's her profession. You know, they call it the oldest profession. That's what we see. What he's saying is this. you were chosen. And you would use money as a front to lose your integrity, to lose your character, to have no self-discipline. He said, you're bartering. You think it's money, but it's your soul you're using.
Amen. Amen.
You're willfully sinning against me at a bartering system, because the restoration or the redemptive work of Christ, it included the blessing, not money.
Amen.
So he's saying you're bartering. So when you say I refuse to change, he said you're bartering with your soul. When I don't want to stop sinning, he said you're bartering. It looks like you're justifying, he said, but to me it's bartering, because you can't use money up here. You're letting the devil trick you and think that this money has life in it, but really you're sinning habitually and you don't understand what you're doing. So I'm trying to get you to understand you're chosen. You don't have to do that, but you keep doing it. It's a bartering system with Satan.
Amen.
That's why he said, what shall it profit a man if he gain the whole world? You go out there, you party, you drink, you smoke, you come in, you lift your hands. I'm not talking to him, I'm talking anywhere. You lift your hands, you give God glory. He said, but outside you're bartering with Satan. He said, what is going to profit you to do all that stuff, be phony baloney, not stop doing anything, not obeying the commandments, not doing what's right, not willing to change, not willing to do anything, but showing everybody you got big money? He said, you really don't have big money. You're in a bartering system.
Amen. Wow.
That's what Satan has. Satan uses money to barter. It's a false god to get you to break the rules and commandments of God.
Amen.
Disobedience is a bartering system.
Yes.
Adam did not lose money. He was in process of losing his soul.
Amen.
Christ did not come and put money on the altar and say, I'm going to fix it. He had to lay down his life to redeem our souls.
Yes.
To pay a price. See, you were chosen, and we don't see it, and we don't understand the bartering system of God, of how he set it up. That's why Satan was called, Ezekiel 28, Isaiah 15, he's called Lucifer, Satan, and he said, your trade, your commerce corrupted you.
Yes.
Your bartering corrupted you. That's why he's saying, when you're doing things wrong on purpose and habitually, on the inside it's tearing you up, but on the outside, like you're living a good life, he said, but you're losing.
Amen.
Because you're bartering. And money is a tool to get you to barter.
Amen.
Lies, lust, lasciviousness, complacency, stealing, fornication, not submitting, not loving, all these things are bartering systems that Satan infused into the world system to get you to compromise, even though you're chosen.
Mm-hmm.
See, I only told a little white lie. Barter. Stains your soul. Leaves an impression in your soul. Because you didn't get the penalty, you can keep going.
Right.
He said, no, you're losing it. You may have taken a hit, but now you're habitually practicing it.
Amen.
You're in danger of losing your soul.
Amen.
Notice what Christ said, what shall it profit a man? What shall advantage you have if you try to fit in with the whole world and do everything they do but lose your own soul? Or what will a man give in exchange? Come on, what will you barter? What can you barter for the value of an eternal soul? Come on, the word isn't exchange, like it means to barter. It has nothing to do with money. Ephesians 1:9. So now you can start seeing areas of your life that you've kind of realized you got to straighten out. Is that right?
Yeah.
Come on, we can be real, right? There's
yes.
Some things that you... Thank you for joining us today at Kingdom Ministries International. You can visit us online at kingdomfamilies.online or call us at 754-229-5641. We would love to hear from you. Remember, the kingdom of God is within you.